Okay, we're going to start here at the bottom of Pei Gimel Amud Bet, 2, 4, 5 lines from the bottom. So Gemara here is talking about the Kisui Adam with regards to Kodoshim, as to why we shouldn't do Kisui Adam by Kodoshim. So Gemara says, Veligre, Velichse. Fine, we have a problem in terms of providing the Kisui Adam beforehand, because you have problems of Chatzitza by the Mizbeach, you have problems of the Kisui afterwards, but what we want to do here is, let's say after the fact, let's scrape it off, whatever is dried up, all the blood that's left over, and then we'll do Kisui Adam after the fact. Milo Tznan, don't we have a Mishnah? Damanitaz Veisha Alasakin, Dam that squirts away, and they used to shecht in pits, where the blood would collect in those pits itself, if it's shot outside of the pit, or Shalasakin, the blood that's found actually, it dries onto the knife itself, Chayav L'chasot. So how else do you get the blood off the knife, unless you scrape it off the knife, and then you do Kisui Adam with it. Almo de Gori Michzile. Achanami Nigro Benichzile. Why can't we say the same thing here about Kodoshim? So Gemara now flips the whole thing over and says, oh, Ibe Kodoshim Mizbeach Achanami. If we were discussing in this mission of Kodoshim Mizbeach, ain't Achanami, we would have to do something like that and do Kisui Adam. Hacha B'mayaskina, and what we're dealing with here is B'Kodoshim Bedek Abayit. We're not dealing with Kodoshim Mizbeach, but rather Kodoshim Bedek Abayit. Kodoshim Mizbeach are Kodoshim that are Ra'uim to go on the Mizbeach. Kodshei Bedek Abayit are things that are donated for the upkeep of the Beit HaMikdash. So they're never going to end up on the Mizbeach. So in that case, V'lifrikinu, V'lichesinu. Let us redeem them. Kodshei Bedek Abayit can be redeemed. If they can be redeemed, let us redeem the animals. And then they'll become chulin. If they're chulin, then they will require Kisui Adam. V'lichesinu. When it says, Be'inan Hamadav Baracha. Can't do that because in order to redeem them, we require what's called which is in order to get an assessment of the value of the item that you are redeeming, it has to be stood in front of the Kohen, and he has to give an assessment. There's a process by which this is done. Obviously, a behemah that is dead can't do that too. So here, if you already had the shechita that is done, and we quote-unquote call the shechita she'ina re'uya, so now we're going to redeem it, and then the mafreya, that'll make it all okay, and that'll fix everything up. At this point in time, you're beyond the point where you can actually do that redemption. You're past the point where the ability to be podeh has any impact. So Gemara says, all right, ukeman, who are you trying to set this up like? Iki Rabbi Meir, if this is like Rabbi Meir, damar kol ayu bichlal hamadav aracha, that everything requires hamadav aracha, all types of kodoshim require hamadav aracha, including the kodshei bedek avayit. Well, if that's the case by him, v'amar shkita shir in ru'uyash mashkita. Rabbi Meir is of the opinion when it comes to shkita shein ruya, that's a proper shkita. Iki Rabbi Shimon, if you hold like Rabbi Shimon, damar shkita shein ruya, lo shma shkita. That's the premise on which we're working here, is that a shkita shein ruya is not a shkita, and therefore it won't require kisei adam, because there is no shkita over here. Hamar lo ayu b'chalal madav racha. He holds that kodshei bedek abayit are not included in this need for hamadav racha. So you go here, if you follow Rabbi Meir's shita, then we don't have to worry about shkita she'ein ruya. It would still require a kisui adam, irrespective of the fact that it's a shkita she'ein ruya, because that doesn't bother him. According to Rabbi Shimon, if it is a shkita she'ein ruya, it would be problematic. According to Rabbi Shimon, you could be podet even after death, because the need for hamadav racha, Rabbi Shimon says, doesn't apply to bedek abayit. So the Rabbi Shimon, basically what will come up is this story, that if mafreya, you will make it into something that is a shkita ruya, or we know that Rabbi Shimon shita is kol omid liftot kifa dui dami. And so just like by we saw this by the Parah Aduma, that had a shata kosher, so too over here, the shkita, it will be a kosher shkita, because you have the possibility of doing a dia later on, classified as a shkita ruya. Some Rabbi Yosef Rabbi, the author of this position of our Mishnah here is Rabbi. V'nosik la libet etznai. And he set it up based on different tanaim. It's a mixed shita. It says Rabbi, pulling a shita from Rabbi Meir and pulling a shita from Rabbi Shimon. But he believes that b'shchita she'en ruya sever like Rabbi Shimon. He holds b'shchita she'en ruya, the din's like Rabbi Shimon. B'amadav racha sever like Rabbi Meir. The din is that kodshei bedek abayit do require hamadav racha. So if that's the case, our mission is talking about kodshei bedek abayit. Therefore, they do not get kisui adam. That's what it means, lo b'mukdashim in our Mishnah. Because you have a shchita she'en ruya. Because it's a shkita that's not lo nitan la'achila. If you shech them while they are still kodshei bedek abayit, you're not going to eat them. They're not available to be eaten. These are things that are already kodashim, that are available for monetary use of the mikdash, not for you to eat. So you have a shkita she'en re'uya now, And now, what do you say? Okay, we'll be put there, well, no problem, we'll be put there, and then we'll redeem everything, and everything will be fine. You can't do that. You need Hamada Baracha, according to Rabbi Meir. And that's Shiddat Rabbi, and that explains our Mishnah, of why it says in our Mishnah that it's Noheg B'chulin Avolo Mukdashim. This is the case of Mukdashim that it doesn't work in. Vi Bayitayma Kula Rabbi Shimon He. The entire Mishnahs are premised on the Shita of Rabbi Shimon, B'shani Hocha. Dama Rekroa, by the Pasuk, it says, V'shafach V'chisa, and so by the Pasuk, or the din of Kisui Hadam, it says, Ish mibnei Yisrael min agera gar betocham, asher yatsud tzed chayo of, asher yeachel, vishafach et damo, and then v'chisau be'afar. So when the blood is spilled, then the first thing you must do is Kisui Hadam. But that's not the case here. Mi she'enu mechusar ela shvicha v'kisui. The only time person who requires Kisui Hadam is someone who's only missing, releasing the blood from the animal, and then doing the Kisui Hadam. Here there's an interim stage before you can get to the Kisui Hadam, which is where you're required to be Podeh Kodoshim. So even according to Rabbi Shimon, even though you don't require a Madav Aracha here, the fact that you require Pdi'ah is already enough to say that it will not be Chayav in Kisui Hadam. And therefore it could be Rabbi Shimon the Shitato throughout the Mishnah. V'hashra to the Hochi, if you already want to go that way, Afilu Teima Kodshim Mizbeach. Now we can go back to Kodshim Mizbeach. What was the suggestion by Kodshim Mizbeach that we started with today? Nigrare. Scrape it off afterwards. Well, scraping it off afterwards presents the exact same problem. By Kodshim Mizbeach, Mishayna Mechusa Lo Shvicha V'Kisui. The only time you require Kisui Adam is somebody that has just the emitting or the releasing of the blood. And Kisui Adam, Yatzazeh, Shemechusa Shvicha, Greiro V'Kisui. This Kisui Adam can only be accomplished if you actually scrape the blood off. So David's looking over there and saying, what do you mean? There's a knife over there. They said by the knife, you have to scrape the knife off. Isn't that the case? The answer to that is, it depends if that's the only way you could get to the Kisui Hadam. By here, by the Kodshei Mizbeach, the only way you could do Kisui Hadam is if you scrape it off the Mizbeach. That means that it's missing Shvicha and then Kisui, this Greira is in the middle. By the Greira at the Sakin, it's whatever blood ends up on the Sakin. If that blood had shot somewhere else, then it wouldn't have been a problem. It's not an issue where that has to be the outcome of this blood. Right? It's something that, by happenstance, it shoots out. Nitaz, Adam. Right? Here, Greira. These are things that do not have to be, they're not a vadai that are going to block you from doing the Kisui Adam. Over here, by Kodshei Mizbeach, there is no other way except to scrape it off the Mizbeach. Mar Bar Rashi says, the solution to this problem about Kodashim, Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Chaya o Of. The requirement of Kisui Adam only applies to Chaya and Of. We know that. So now, if it only applies to Chaya Of, what do we know about Chayot? Chayot never end up on the Mizbeach. Chayot are not Kodoshim. So that's what he says. Chaya Of. Ma Chaya ina Kodosh. Af Of ain't go Kodosh. Just like a Chaya can never be something that comes from Kodesh, so too, Af Of ain't no Kodesh. That also doesn't come from something that's Kodesh. So Gemara says, they accept the Limud, but now, Kodesh. Let us say Machaya, which has, we know, no possibility of ever having Kodesh associated with it. Af Of She'in Bimino Kodesh. So too, we'll say the same thing by Kodesh. That only something that has a min, any species that has no Kodesh associated with, will have a chiyuv of Kisui Adam. Otsi Torimu Bnei Yona. Torimu Bnei Yona, now I'll exclude, She'esh Biminam Kodesh. Because they have in their species Kodesh. Meaning now, what we're suggesting is that even in Chulin, Tarim and Bnei Yonah will not require Kisui Adam, because they do not match up with Chaya in the Pasuk. So lo, ki Chaya, like a Chaya, ma Chaya lo chalak daba, just like by Chaya, we make no differentiation, af Of lo tachlok bo, so too by Of, we make no distinctions over here. Meaning that all Chayot will require Kisui Adam, so too all Ofot will require Kisui Adam. Now the distinction of Chulin and Kodesh will still stand. I mean, that will say, just like by Chayot, there is no Kodesh, only by Chulin is it relevant. So too, by Ofot, only by Chulin will be relevant. But it will apply to all Ofot, just like it applies to all Chayot. So that's the limud of Mar Bar Avashi, which eliminates Kodeshim. Here, the Gemara was trying to come up before with solutions of how we can get to the point where you have Kisui Adam. The Gemara suggested it was impossible, that's why we didn't do Kisui Adam. Here, Mar Bar Avashi says it's Gzeirat HaKotuv, that Kodeshim are precluded from Kisui Adam. Yeah, but here we're back to Kodeshim Mizbeach. So we're talking about Kodeshim. Kodeshim in this context doesn't mean Bedek Abayit. Kodeshim means literally that end up in the Mizbeach. That's a dochak answer to say that the Mishnah is talking about a case of Bedek Abayit. It makes more sense to say it's talking about Kodeshim Mizbeach. And you see by the question of Torim B'nei Yonah, which are definitely Kodeshim Mizbeach, that's what the Gemara is focused on. Amarle Yaakov mino the Rabba. Yaakov the Min had a little question for Rabba. Kaimalan, chaya bichlal behema. This goes back to what we learned a little earlier in the Masechta, that we have chaya being a subset of behema, l'simanim. That, why do we need that? Because behema has the simanim spelled out in the Torah, chaya does not have it spelled out. How do I know by chayot you also require simanim to be kosher? The answer is, chaya bichlal behema. Ema nami behema bichlal chaya, l'kisui. So let us say like this, we also know that behema is a subset of chaya. Why don't we say, if chayot require kisui adam, so too behemot require kisui adam? It's a good limud. I think it's a pretty good question. Samarlei, alecha markra, the pasuk says about you, from Devarim Yudbet. We bumped into Devarim Yudbet a lot because it's speaking about, ki achiv Hashem lekecha dbucha, kashir diber lach, v'amarto, chla basar, ki itaveh nafshecha lechol basar, b'chol abad nafshecha tuchol basar. Then, ki rechak mimcha makom, sher yivchar Hashem lekecha lesum shmo sham, v'zavachta mibarcha mitzoncha, that's why we know about this, v'zavachta is the shkita that you require, shenatan Hashem lecha, kasher tzviticha, v'chalta b'sharecha, b'chol abad nafshecha. Now, ach, kasher ye'achel et tzvi v'et ayel, ken tochlenu, atamei v'etor yachdav yochlenu, so you can eat it, like the chayot, but, rak chazak, v'vilti achol adam, don't eat the blood, ki adam hu anofesh, so over here by chayot, ki adam hu anofesh, the same psukim that are found in Vayikra, which are the pasuk before, the requirement for kisui adam is, al ken amarti libnei Yisrael, kol nefesh mikem lo tochol dam. And the pasuk after is, ki nefesh kol basar damo b'nafsho. Exactly the psukim that are found by the chayot and the ofot. Over there we require kisui adam. Over here, what does the pasuk say? Lo tochlenu, ala aretz tishpachenu kamayim. So as opposed to by chayot, where it's also surrounded by this isur of echil adam, because adam wa nafesh, the requirement in Vayikra is kisui adam. Over here it says, ala aretz tishpachenu kamayim. So therefore, there's a, by behemot, the Torah gives us a different prescription. The prescription by behemot is, al eretz tishpachenu kumayim. Ma mayim lo bayi kisui, afai nami lo bayi kisui. May I create it, they are of a din like mayim, not a din like dam. So, meato. I think here it's the Gemara asking the question, it could have been Yaakov Mina, but it seems like the Gemara is asking this. O meato yad bilubo. Well, if it's mayim, make it into a mikveh. I mean, if you're taking it so literally that it's alaris tishpechenu kamayim, that it's a status like mayim, then mayim should allow you to do tvila. So Amar Kra, the pasuk says, so this pasuk from Vayikra, by Vayikra in the Parsha of the Tumot, in Parsha Shmini, it says that how do you become tahor from these things? Ach, mayan, uvor, mikveh mayim, iye tahor. Those things are tahor. V'nogeh melivdatam yitma. So over there, what does it mean? Ach, mayan, uvor, mikveh mayim. So that's what now responds. Ach mayanu vor mikveh mayin yetahor, hani in midayachrin alo. So those, yes, those are mikvaot. Other things are not. So one says, wait a minute. Ve'im ahani mili demutei sharmashkim. Eno chanami, that the word mayim over here comes to exclude other liquids. Delo ikru mayim, because they're not called water. Avadam dikri mayim ochanami, meaning that it's included in the word mayim. It's not that you would exclude it from the word mayim, it is mayim, so therefore it should be included. So Gemara says, tre mi'utei ktive. There are two mi'utim ketub. Now, truthfully, the word mayim only appears once. But mayim is modifying the three words there, which is ach, mayan, uvor, mikveh mayim. So the bor and mayan are being modified by the word mayim. So that's what Gemara says here, mayan mayim, uvor mayim. So there's two times there are mi'utim here. So the Gemara says again, that's not enough of mi'ut, because ema id v'idi, the mi'ute shar mashkim. Let us say that there are two different requirements over here. One is the requirement of mayan, and one is the requirement of bor. They work differently. Remember that bor works, or mikveh bor, works by mayim mikunasim. Has to be still water, water, rainwater that is gathered into a location where there is no longer any flowing. Whereas mayan is an active spring of flowing words, zochalin. So over here it says, idvid mutei sharmashkim, chad mutei zochalin. One comes to exclude other liquids when they are flowing. V'chad mutei mikunasim. The other one comes to exclude liquids when they are gathered together. Now here, zochalin, you're not going to have a mayan of other liquids. So obviously it's not going to exclude a mayan of dvash, because that's just not something that's going to happen. So zochalin is also, there's an application by water. By water in general, we have mikunasim, which means like our borot, our mikvaot today, which are still water, gathered water, in a cistern. Those have to be water that is not moving, gathered together from rainwater. And so over here we have an exclusion from Ashkim Achirim. Other Mashkim are excluded. But Zochalin, there are two different dinim in Zochalin. One is Mayan, which is that flowing water. From a Mayan is also Mitaher. It does not have to be gathered together, but rather the flowing water of the Mayan itself is Mitaher. There's also another din, which is that if you have a mikveh that is short on water, it has chaf alef sa'in of rainwater, and you need to fill it up, you're not allowed to pour mayim shuvim into that bor. You can't just draw water or turn on a tap and have it go straight into the mikveh. That doesn't work. What you're allowed to do, it's something called hamshacha. Hamshacha is if you actually pour the mayim shuvim away from the bor, away from the mikveh, and let it flow into the mikveh, that'll be kosher for the mikveh. It's no longer classified as mayim shuvim. So the Zochalim over here are talking about water that you flow from outside of the mikveh into the mikveh, it'll be kosher waters. Over there, that'll apply to mayim and not other mashkim. If you pour shemen outside of the bor and have it, or wine outside of the bor and have it flow down into the bor, that will not be kosher. So that's what the Zochalim are speaking about here today. If you ever go to the mikveh, you'll see that around about many of the mikvot, on the side of the mikveh, there is a channel coming into the mikveh. If you look carefully, you'll see a channel on the tap. The way they fill the mikveh when they do this, in order to avoid it being mayim shuvim, is you turn the tap on and then hamshacha flows through this pipe, this channel that brings it into the mikveh. And this is what we're talking about, the Zochalin over here. So chadam udchei Zochalin, v'chadam utei mekunasim. So when it says, tzlata miutik tiveh, there are actually three miutim. Because both of them will be the Shar Mashkim, Mayim and not Shar Mashkim. So the Gemara still has a problem now, but that Dam should have been included. So now the Gemara says, really, Tlatim Yutik Tiveh, it's three things, because the Mayim is modifying all three words, which is Mayan, Mikveh, and Bor. So Mayan, Mayim, Ubor, Mayim, Mikveh, Mayim. So two of them you use for what we just said, for the Zochalin and the Mekunasim, and the last one, Mikveh, Mayim, will come to exclude Mayim, real Mayim, and that Dam that is called Mayim. Therefore, Dam is not qualified for a Mikveh. It's a close call. So now we're going back to the pasuk by Kisui Adam. By Kisui Adam, it says, "Ish ish b'nei Yisrael min agera gar b'tocham asher yatsud tzeid chaya o'of asher yachel v'shafach et damo v'kisel b'afar." What does it mean, asher yatsud tzeid? Tarabana, asher yatsud, eni ele asher yatsud, asher yatsud, anything that is captured. Nitzodim ve'omdim elehem, basically what we call mezumanim. How do we know about domesticated animals? We know about animals that have been hunted. What about the domesticated minayim? Kagon, avazim, v'tarnagolim, like geese and chickens. Tamadomar, tzeid, says, asher yatsud, tzeid. So tzeid is mikol makom. No matter how it ended up here, whether it was captured or domesticated, either way. In kei matamadomar asher yatsud. If you're already going to include everything, then why have the miut of asher yatsud? Limda Torah derech eretz. The Torah taught us some derech eretz. Derech eretz here being etiquette. Proper behavior, conduct. What does that mean? Shelo yochal adam basar elo b'hazmanah hazot. A person shouldn't eat meat except with this type of preparation. A person should think of eating meat, ability to eat meat, based on the fact that he would have to go out and hunt it. It would be a great undertaking to go eat meat. So even though it's available to him all the time, he shouldn't eat it in a manner that is something that's available to you. You should treat it as if it's something that would take a great undertaking to get. If I had to, every time you wanted to eat basar, you have to go out and hunt, you would eat less meat. So basically, that's the idea here. Eat less meat, don't eat so much meat, because it should be considered to you as if you would have to go hunt for it each time. Tana banan. Ki archiv Hashem elokecha et gvulcha. This actually goes back to Devarim Yudbet. This is what we read before, the pasuk, by the Basar Ta'ava. So there it says, ki archiv Hashem elokecha et gvulcha. Limda Torah derech eretz. So another etiquette, musar, that we get from this. Shalei uchal adam basar elo letei avon. That a person will only eat meat when they have an appetite for it, when they get that desire for meat. And it's driven by this, ki achir Hashem et gvucha, when your things get good and you're feeling good, then they will want to eat meat. And that's the result of the good life, and the things being better for you, is that you're going to want masar. Yokol gikach adam min ashuk v'yokhal. Person, maybe a person should go into the shuk and buy himself some meat. Tamalomar v'zavachta mi bekarcha u'mitzoncha. You just don't go into the shuk and buy meat whenever you want. You should do it out of your own flocks. You should eat meat from mi bekarcha u'mitzoncha. Yochol izbach kol bekaro v'yochal, kol tzono v'yochal. So maybe here, if it says that you should do it out of your own flocks, if you only have one or two animals, maybe you should shech them and eat the meat. Tamalomar, mi bekarcha, velo kol bekarcha. Some of your flocks you should shech, mitzonecha, velo kol tzoncha. You should have some of your tzon, but not all of them for meat. Mikan amar, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, mi sheyesh lo maneh. Person only has a maneh. Seems to be a small amount of money. It's 100 zuz. Ikach le, whether here it's lepiso or lelifso, made that for his kdeira, litra yerek. You should buy vegetables. If you only have a maneh worth, you should sustain yourself on vegetables. Asara maneh. On the other hand, if you have 10 maneh, so you have 1,000 zuz, ikach lepiso or lilso, litra dagim. You should buy yourself some fish. Chamishim maneh, you have 50, right? So you have 5,000 zuz. Ikach lepiso, litra basar. Mea maneh, 100. There you have 10,000 zuz. Then you should have a pot of meat boiling every day. Vinach. So what about the others? If you're boiling a pot every day for the person who has a 100 maneh, how often do the other people put up their pot? It says, Me'erev Shabbat, Erev Shabbat. On Erev Shabbos, that even this, when he says that you have a maneh, and you buy a yerek, which is the fanciest thing you're going to buy with that money, that you should only do on Erev Shabbos. It's L'chvod Shabbos. I mean, that this is not an everyday thing. When I say buy yerek, buy dagim, that's going to be your fancy meal. So you have a fancy meal, you're going to save for Shabbat. Afterwards, you sustain yourself on basics of sustenance, milk and bread, and other things like that. The yerek will be special for Shabbos, dag will be special for Shabbos, basar will be special for Shabbos, unless you're up to the point where you have 100 maneh. You have 100 maneh, then already you can have your basar on the stove every day. So Amar Rav, tzrichim anu lachush l'divrei zakein. We have to worry, Rav says, we have to worry about the words of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. That if you can't afford it, you shouldn't be eating meat every day. Even though, you'll see in a second that the Gemara believes that it's healthy to eat meat every day and it brings you strength and health. Nevertheless, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah gave us guidance as to how to spend your money when you don't have the means. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Abba referring to Rav, mi mishpachat b'riim haba, came from a healthy family. Aval kon, anu, we, where our health has deteriorated, mishesh lo pruto betoch kiso, person who has any coin in his pocket, yiritzen alechen mani, it should be off to the store right away to buy food to eat. I mean that we who are weak need to eat meat, and whatever you can get your hands on, you should eat right away, because we don't have the strength of these former generations where they could just live on yerek or dagim. We need the basar in order to sustain ourselves. Amar Rav Nachman kugon anu, Nachman says like us, lovin, vochlin. If you don't have the monetary means to do it, you should borrow the money to eat, because otherwise your health will deteriorate. So here you have generations. You have Rav, Rabbi Yochanan, and then Rav Nachman. So three generations. Rav says, follow the words of Elazar ben Azariah. You gotta eat by your means. Rabbi Yochanan already says the next generation, we've already deteriorated, our health has deteriorated. You should eat basar. As long as you have money, go buy your basar. Rav Nachman, another generation later, by that time says, our health is deteriorating to the point, even if you don't have money, you should borrow money in order to be able to eat the meat to keep your health and to maintain your health, because otherwise things will get worse. And now the Gemara is going to darshan a similar idea, Derech Eretz, from a pasuk in Mishlei. It says in Mishlei, Kvasim lil vushecha umichir sadeh atudim. So you have kvasim, meaning sheep, for your clothing. The wool of the sheep will provide you clothing. Umichir sadeh atudim. You sell a field for atudim, being flocks, sown. So now Gemara Darshan says, Kvasim lubushecha, migez kvasim you yehei mabushecha. From the shearings of your sheep, you should make your clothing. Don't shech your sheep for meat. Keep the sheep around to make your clothing. Umechir sadeh atudim. Do'olo minkor adam sadeh, bikach atudim. Person to sell his field and buy flocks. Valim kor adam atudim, don't sell your flocks, bikach sadeh. And buy a field. It's very interesting. The Gemara in other places thinks of a sadeh and fields and property as being a bank account. That's where you deposit your money. If you want to make sure you don't lose your money, you buy land. Land was the ultimate retainer of value and deposit. Like it was like a deposit box. So over here, it's funny that here they say don't have a sadeh, but rather have your flocks because of the provisions that they provide, which is, because if you have atudim, v'dei chalev izim, this is the next pasuk in Mishlei, which is dei chalev izim lalachmecha, lechem beitecha v'chaim lenarotecha. Because what you do, if you have atudim, then v'dei chalev izim, you'll have the milk from the izim. Dayola adam, shitpernes, mechalev gidiim v'tlaim. He'll eat, they drink the milk of the goats and sheep, shibetoch beito. So you have better not to shech these animals again for meat, and have them around to provide the milk that will be for your household and provide you parnasa, as well as the shearings of the sheep that will apply your clothing and parnasa. Lilachmacha lelechem beitecha. The pasuk says first lachmacha and then lechem beitecha. That you learn from this, lachmacha kodem lechem beitecha. Your sustenance, your provisions prior to the provisions of your family. V'chayim lenarutecha. And it'll bring life to your young maidens. Amar marzucher, brother of Nachman, ten chayim lenarutecha. Give life to your maiden. Mikan, limda Torah derech eretz. Now you know why it's found here. Again, the Torah teaches us in Musar, a lekach, a lesson in how to conduct oneself. Shlo yilamed adam et bino basar v'yayin. Don't treat your children to meat and wine all the time. Because if you treat them to meat and wine all the time, that leads to a life of pleasures, a life of needing and wanting. And therefore, they're going to have to provide for themselves that, and they won't be able to provide for it. And that'll lead to a life of crime. That's what we have by the Ben Sorer Umare. That's exactly where the problem arises. That Soluleya Basar Vayayin person, he's a glutton. He eats meat and he drinks wine, and that's going to lead him down to a life of improper behavior. As well as, even in their lifetime, if they eat Basar Vayayin, they're going to be less likely to be productive. So I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Harotzeh, she eat asher. Someone wants to get wealthy. Ya'asok bebehema daka. You should raise flocks of behemot dakot, sheep, goats. Because of the pasuk, Amar Rav Chista Mai Dechtiv, where is this from? Vashterot Sonecha. What is Ashterot Sonecha? Shim Me'ashrot et Balehem. They make their owners wealthy. That's why they're called Ashterot Sonecha. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kasa de Charshin velo Kasa de Pushrin. Better to drink a cup full of sorcery than to drink a cup of warm water. That's only true if it was in metallic kelim. Aval b'kli cheres. It's in a earthenware vessel, but there's no problem. The only problem to drink this warm water inside of metallic kelim. If you didn't put into it, Rashi calls it spices. Herbs and spices are found of it. If you did place in herbs and spices, there's no problem. That's only true. It didn't reach a boiling point. If it reaches a boiling point, then there's no problem with it. It's interesting, Mar, it turns out it happens to be true even today that warm water is actually problematic. Because if you boil the water, it gets rid of the bacteria and the problems in the water. Cold water, they can't survive. But warm water actually allows the bacteria to fester, and it's actually problematic. Warm water happens to be actually much more problematic than water that was boiled or cold water. It happened to be an interesting fact. And also with metallic chelim, I don't know if he was talking about lead poisoning, although I don't know why then. Bringing it to a boiling point would have helped that issue, but he seems to indicate that metal was a problem versus the clay. Just offering up some suggestions as to what Rabbi Yochanan was speaking about. All right, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Mishin yachlo aviv ma'ot, person who inherits some wealth, protzei la'abdan, wants to get rid of that wealth, doesn't want to hold on to it. Yobash klei pishtan, he should wear linen clothing. Number two is vishtamesh b'klei zechuchit, and use glassware. Viskor polim, he should hire workers while yeshivim him and not watch over them. Now the Gemara goes back and defines each of these. Yobosh klei pishtan, he'll wear linen clothing. Bikitna romita, that we're talking about here is the Roman linens. Those are very, you know, much finer, expensive linens. Because then he'll just wasting his money, throwing his money away. Vishtamesh b'klei zechuchit, what type of klei zechuchit? Not just regular glass, but bezugita chiyurta, white glass. Which is, again, a rarer form of glass, much more expensive. Viskor polim v'yishivim mayhem, he'll hire workers and not watch over them. So one girsa that we have here is bitorei the nafish psadayu, that he gives them oxen to work with, to plow the field. Gives them oxen to plow the fields, and he doesn't watch over them. So they don't care about how they treat the oxen. So they'll let the oxen get hurt, wounded, get thorns, and bump to the thorns. And in the end, yatsa schacharo behefseido. Fine, they plowed the field, but they did such damage to your shvarim, to your oxen in the end, that you lost anything that you gained by having them plow the fields. That's one girsa. So the other girsa is in Tosafot, which brings down from the Rach, that it says, Garsi bitvare, perish bakarim, not the shvarim themselves, but the ones who guide the shvarim and do plow the fields. Don't give them to plow the fields. She'ino mamikim amachresha. They don't allow the plow, they don't put the plow in deep enough. Because the deeper the plow is, the harder it is to work. I mean that when the shvarim are pulling, and the people in the back or have the plow in the back, have to pull it down and keep it down in order that it digs or makes the furrows in the ground. Now, the deeper you keep it, the harder it is to move forward and to work. So what they will do is, they'll do it up higher because it's easier for them, and that's how they'll go, hey, we did it. The problem is, if they do that, they really didn't plow the field, and umafsid kol ma shezoreya, and you'll lose everything you planted because that type of harisha will not help your zriah. Dorish Rav Aviro. So Rav Aviro is Dorish Zimnin Amar Lo Mishmei de Rav Ami. So sometimes he said over the name of Rav Ami. Zimnin Amar Lo Mishmei de Rav Asi. Sometimes he said it over in the name of Rav Asi. My dechtiv, what does it mean? Tov ish chonein umalvei chalkil dvarab b'mishpat. Tov, good is a person who acts graciously and lends out. Yichalkel devarav b'mishpat. He conducts his business justly and in a good manner. The olam yochal adam v'yishke pachot mima sheyesh lo. Person should always eat, drink, and live below his means. Vilbash v'tkasev b'ma sheyesh lo. But he should dress according to his means. Meant that in a society, especially in their time where it was very hierarchical, you have to project the image of who you are, the proper image. You should not be nivzeh, below the hierarchy that you are, but you shouldn't live beyond your means. You should live below your means. It's, again, very good advice. V'yichabed ishto v'nav, yoter mima sheyeshlo. You have to give to your children and your wife more than your means. Why is that? Shehein tluyin bo. They are dependent on him. V'hu talui b'mishamar v'ayalulam. And he is dependent on God. So this idea is, it's good to be a person who acts graciously. And I think this is very similar to other things that we've seen, where if you're acting as a quote-unquote in place of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, then you should act like you want Hashem to treat you. Here, where you're the provider for your family, the provider for your wife and children, then, quote-unquote, you're acting in Hashem's role in that situation for them. So in that way, you should be generous to them because you are talui on a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And if you want Hashem to be generous with you and gracious toward you, therefore you should act in this manner. Because that's exactly Hashem's midah keneged midah is. Hashem reflects your midot. If you are gracious and good to others, Hashem will be gracious and good to you. So therefore the advice here is that you who are, quote unquote, the God, the provider for your family and your wife, so in that way, if you act graciously and generously, then the provider, the ultimate provider, Hashem, will be gracious and good to you and provide for you. So Darash Rav Eina, Apitcha Daresh Galuta, Ashochet Luchole B'Shabbat Chayav L'Chasot. Samar is a Shechita for Chole on Shabbat. He shechs a bird or a Chaya on Shabbat for a Chole, which is a permissible Shechita. Chayav L'Chasot, he has to do Kisui Adam on it. Amalu Rabo Ishtoma Kamar. What he is saying is bewildering. I don't understand what he's saying. So there's two possibilities of this. Amore over here means a tongue. Cut his tongue out. That's one possibility. He said something that is utterly ridiculous. Cut his tongue out. The other possibility of amore can be an amora. The amora meaning the one that you place in front of him that used to speak. In their day, when the Chacham used to speak, he used to have what I call him like a megaphone. He has to have amora who used to project what he was saying. He would be whispered into the amora's ear and then he would project that to the homonam. So, lishtamute amora mine is take away his megaphone, take away his ability to speak in public. The Tanya. Rabbi Yossi omer koi, ein shochatim beoto biyom tov. Koi, you're not allowed to shech on yom tov. V'im shachato, ein mechassim et damo. You don't cover its blood. Mi kal v'chomer. We learn this out of a kal v'chomer. Ma mila shevada'a docha shabbat. By mila, when we know it's a vaday mila. Mila is docha shabbat. The baby that is born on shabbat, and its eighth day turns out to be on shabbat, you do the mila on shabbat itself. It's docheta shabbat. We learn that a perek of Rabbi Elazar, the mila, all the limudim the Gemara has there in terms of dechiyata shabbat. Ein sveika doche yom tov. On the other hand, when it comes to mila, that's only mila bizmana. If you have a suffix about the mila, whether it's really the eighth day on Shabbat or on Yom Tov, it's not doche. It's not doche Yom Tov. So here, mila that is doche Shabbat is not doche Yom Tov bisafek. Kisui sheno vado doche Shabbat. Kisui, when it's a vadai, it's not doche Shabbat. In din shein sveiko doche Yom Tov. When it comes to a safek, it certainly should not be doche Yom Tov. Now we're going to continue through the Braita. The proof that Rabbah brought is here. We just passed it. The fact that the Braita suggests by Kisui Adam, she'in vada'o doche Shabbat. Here you have a statement, explicit statement in this Braita, that Shabbos is not nidchet mipnei Kisui Adam. So he's saying, how did this Rav Eina get up there and make the statement that if he did a Shechita on Shabbos, that you have to do Kisui Adam? So now we're going to go on with the Braita, and we'll come back again to this afterwards. So Amr lo, the Chachamim said to him, it should be Amr lo, Tkiat shofar bigvulim tochiach, minyona dioma. Tchiyat Shofar on Rosh Hashanah outside of the Mikdash will prove it. She'ein vada'a doche Shabbat. When it comes to Shabbat, it's not doche Shabbat. We know that Rosh Hashanah shechaliot b'Shabbat, we don't blow the Shofar. Sveika doche Yom Tov. On the other hand, if it's a Safek, it is doche Yom Tov. The Gemara will come back to this later on and tell us what the Safek is. I'll tell you that it's talking about a case of a Tum Tum and Andruganus. Someone who is a Safek Ish, Safek Isha. So therefore, we do blow the shofar for them on Yom Tov. So Safek Doche Yom Tov. So if that's the case, it's not clear here that Kav HaChomer that you brought, just because you are Doche Vaday Shabbat and not Doche Safek Yom Tov, that parallel works. Because we have a case where Tkiyat Shofar is not Doche Vaday Shabbat, and yet it's still Doche Safek Yom Tov. So that extension or extrapolation that you made may not be true. Hey Shiva Belazar Kapar, Biribi Tshuva. Belazar Kapar, Biribi came up, Biribi means the Gadol Ador, right? Bitshuva. Mal Mila Shkein Inna Nohege Belele Yomun Tovim. Wait a minute. Mila is relegated to daytime. You don't do Mila at night, you only do Mila during the day. Tomar Bikisui Shenege Belele Yomun Tovim. Kisui Adam has a Chumrah that maybe you can't learn how to Kal V'Chomer from Kisui Adam. It's not all that Kisui Adam is Kal and Mila is Chamur. Also over here, you have Kisui Shenoeg B'Leilah Yomim Tovim. Kisui has a Chumrah. That is Noeg both B'Yom B'Leila. Mila is only Noeg B'Yom. So I'm a Rabbi Abba, Ze'echad Min Adarim Shama Rabbi Chia. In Eleyem Tshuva. Rabbi Chia said about this limud from Rabbi Yossi, I have no way to respond to this limud of Rabbi Yossi. Ve'eshiv Rabbi Lozer Kapar Ribi Tshuva. And Lozer Kapar came up with an answer. Tani Mihat, this is what I pointed out to you during the Braita. Here's the proof of Rabba. Kisui Shein Vado Decho Shabbat. According to this Braita, Kisui Adam, by Vadai Kisui Adam, Chayav in Kisui Adam, it's not Doche Shabbat. My Vadai Kisui Dolo Dachi Shabbat. What is that case? Lavda Shochet B'Chole B'Shabbat. Isn't it a case where you did Shchita for Chole in Shabbat and you still don't do Kisui Adam? So my says, V'dilma Da'avar B'Shachat. No, maybe here's a person who violated Shabbat and he did Shchita. Does he have to do Kisui Adam? So my says, no. Dumya D'Mila. Ma mila b'rshut, av kisui nami b'rshut. We're talking about a mila that is done properly. That's dochet ha-shabbat, mila b'zmana. So it's over here, we're talking about a kisui adam that's done properly. What's the only way you can end up with a proper kisui adam at Shabbat? It's shochet ha-chole. That's the only way you have permission to do shchita on Shabbat. That's the end of this part of the Braita that proves Rabba. Now the Gemara is going to continue to dissect the Braita. Amru lo, tkiyat shofar b'gvulim tochiach. Let us prove it from tkiyat shofar b'gvulim. She'en vada'a dochet Shabbat, usfecha dochet yom tov. That it's Vada is not Doche Shabbat, because by Rosh Hashanah Shechaliot B'Shabbat, you don't blow Shofar, whereas on Yom Tov, when you have a Safek, you do blow. My Sfeika, what's the Sfeika here? Ilem is Safek Chol B'Safek Yom Tov. Let's say here, we're it's not sure it's Yom Tov, it's Sfeika the Yoma, so she didn't blow Shofar or not. Hashta Vada Yom Tov Dachia, Safek Yom Tov Shechaliot Chol Mibai. If it's Vada Yom Tov, you're definitely going to blow the Shofar. So Safek Chol, Safek Yom Tov, you're not going to blow the Shofar? What's the situation? It's Yom Tov, you blow the Shofar. It's Chol, you can blow the Shofar too. What's the issue here? Ella, Safek Ish, Safek Isha. It's a Safek Ish, Safek Isha. Question of whether it's a man or a woman. And this is again, Tum Tum of Andruganus. We don't know the gender of this individual. And therefore, men who are Chayav and Shofar, women who are Pturot, Min HaShofar. So over here, it's a Safek, whether this person's Chayav and Shofar. We Doche Yom Tov for this individual. So that's the question of the Chachamim. One of the problems with the question of the Chachamim is, it said that Shofar is not Doche Shabbat. What do you mean Shofar is not Doche Shabbat? Mida Oraita, you can't blow Shofar and Shabbat. The only reason we don't blow Shofar and Shabbat is because of the din of Rava. Shemer Yabirenu, Dalet Amot, Bishut Rabim. That's a din de Rabbanon. So how can you ask from a din de Rabbanon to something that we're talking about here? Well, everything here we're talking about din de Oraita. And you're asking me from a Gzeira de Rabbanon that you can't blow Shofar and Shabbat? So Tosfot gives two answers to this problem. It says, V'yesh Lomar, this is Tosafot de Shitato, that Shayach Nami B'Yom Tov. On Yom Tov, if it's a woman, there's also this problem, because there's an Isser Hotza'ah on Yom Tov. What do you mean there's an Isser Hotza'ah on Yom Tov? You carry on Yom Tov, right? Everybody here carries on Yom Tov. You don't need an Eruv to carry on Yom Tov. What's the answer? There's a Machloket Rashi on Tosafot and Beitza. When we say that, by Isser Hotza'ah, Beit Hillel believes, because it was Nita L'Tzorech, Nita Gam L'Shelo L'Tzorech. That because you're allowed to carry for Ochel Nefesh, so too you can carry for anything else. So over there, Rashi says, okay, you can carry. Nitar. I mean, Hutra. Hotza is Hutra. There's no problem Hotza. Tosafot over there leaves a qualification and says that you need a Tzorech Tzat. It can't be that it's void of any need. You have to have some need of Yom Tov that is associated with this Hotza'ah. And therefore over here, where you're carrying a shofar for a woman, there's absolutely no need to carry that shofar on Yom Tov. Absolutely no need to carry the shofar on Yom Tov. That's a violation of Yom Tov. Tosfos elevates it to Doraita level and says that's also Doraita here. The Shema Yavireno Dalanamot is a problem Doraita in this case because Ein Tzarech Tzad. Then Tosfos goes back and says, all right, maybe not. Maybe it's a Din Derabanan. And Shema Yavireno Dalanamot is a Din Derabanan as well as Safek Yom Tov will be a Din Derabanan. Let us be goes there in the case of Safek Yom Tov, not to be violate Yom Tov. We allow you to blow shofar on Yom Tov. Chochma hi v'ena malacha. Blowing shofar is a chochma, not a malacha. So there's only an Isur Derabanan of Klei Shir, not an Isur Deoraita. So that Isur Derabanan of Klei Shir should apply by Safek Yom Tov. We should uphold it in Safek Yom Tov. Just like we hold Shema Yabirno Daud Amot against Shabbos, by Safek Yom Tov we should also uphold the Din Derabanan. So Tosfos gives an answer both on the Deoraita level and on the Derabanan level how this applies over here. Very interesting, Tosfos. So now the Gemara says, how come Rabbi Yossi doesn't think that the Rabbanan's question is a valid question? Rabbi Yossi l'tamei, demar isha vadeit namitaka, that a woman can blow shofar, we blow for a woman. Even though a woman is turah, we still blow for her on Shabbat. Even though there's a din derabanan here, isu derabanan of klei shir, we're still willing to give up that din derabanan in order to blow shofar for a woman. Detanya b'nei Yisrael samchim v'hem lo b'not Yisrael. Comes to smicha nebeima, b'nei Yisrael to smicha, and not b'not Yisrael samchot. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, omrim, nashim samchot reshut. They have the ability to do smicha. What do you mean they have the ability to do smicha? They have the ability to do smicha. You have a problem of what's called mishtamesh be'kodoshim. Because when you do smicha, you have to lean heavily on the animal, and you're doing shimush be'kodoshim. So now, if you have a din of smicha, then it's okay, because that's what the Torah says. Do smicha in this manner. But if you don't have a din of smicha, like the woman, how could she do smicha? There, the Gemara says that she shouldn't lean on it. She doesn't lean heavily on the animal, she just places her hand on it. Gemara in other places says that it's l'itein nachat ruach l'nashim, to make the woman feel good about it. But again, it's a din and reshut. But what's here? We have a problem of mechzei. It looks like you are using kodashim. Mechzei that you're using kodashim, and therefore the rabbanon should be goes there in this case. There should be an isur derabanan. We should at least have an isur derabanan here. That we see from Yossi, that even in the face of isur derabanan, a mishtamish b'kodashim, we still let the woman put her hands and do a smicha on top of the animal's reshut. So over here by shofar. By shofar, the only problem, again, is an isur derabanan. It's isur derabanan of klei shir on Yom Tov. So that isur derabanan of klei shir on Yom Tov, we're going to suspend for the benefit of the woman. So when it comes to an isur derabanan, we will suspend it for the benefit of the woman, according to Rabbi Yossi l'shitato. So therefore, the question of the rabanan is not a question of Yossi. Rabbi Yossi's kal v'chomer, the rabanan asks from shofar. It will be doches safek. According to Rabbi Yossi, it's totally mutar. There is no safek over here. It's not docha safek. According to him, nashim en anashim are chayav. So there's no safek of tumtum and andrigonos are not a safek. Even if it was a pure woman, you'd be allowed to violate the disu derabonon. So it's not a din and safek, so I can't prove anything just because it's not docha shabbat. But it is docha safek yom tov. Docha safek yom tov, it is docha vada yom tov also. In case of a vada woman, it will also be docha. So the chachamim's question and Rabbi Yossi is not a real question because Rabbi Yossi, the shitato, doesn't believe that's an issue. Okay, we'll stop here and we'll continue with Rabbi Lezer Kapar's answer tomorrow.